May the Lord help us to commence this evening with him by singing hymn 678. 678. There's not a man that's born of God but readily will say, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Hymn 678.
Tune
847. There's not a man that's born of God but readily will say, if ever my poor soul be saved,
in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, and we commence our reading there verse 7, Exodus chapter 33 from verse 7, and we turn to the last chapter in Hebrews. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses, and all the people saw that the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And we turn to the 13th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, we commence our reading, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve, it means only, doesn't it, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. But let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. O Lord, we do seek now thy gracious help in approaching unto thee, Lord on high. Oh, and what poor creatures we are of a day, and soon we must pass from this time state, and we pray, Lord, that thou wilt direct our hearts on things above. Remember us as we seek thy mercy, and we pray, Lord, that thou wilt hasten to come. We need a visit from the Lord. We need thee, Lord, to hasten to come, and as one has said, leave not our souls destitute. We pray, Lord, that in our coming this evening there may be a sweetness. If the Lord comes, it is well. O Lord, direct us to thee, that Lord himself. And we pray that thou wilt remember those that wait upon thee, especially for a word in season, especially, Lord, seeking a token for good. And thee, Lord, that are pressed and need thee, Lord, to come with so many that came in a very low way unto thee, that they were not sent empty back. And for this, Lord, we pray thy presence, thy blessing upon us. Oh, may it descend. May it be sweetly given from on high to reach the poor and the needy. Lord, we have thought how poor we are, and yet we seek, Lord, again that thy blessing to be upon us. Pray, Lord, that thou remember those whose eyes are up unto thee, Lord, seeking for that help to know which way to go, perhaps, knowing neither what to do, but their eyes are upon thee. We pray, Lord, for any that may especially need thee, Lord, to guide them and direct them in the way which thou hast appointed. And Lord, we pray that thou lift up the light of thy countenance on those, Lord, that have nothing to plead but that worthy name, and seek that he may be our sufficiency. And Lord, we do need thee to come, even at this time. Show us yon lovely man. Oh, we want a sweet glimpse of the King and his beauty. We want to know the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Need the Lord to remember us in our many shortcomings. And yet, Lord, we would plead that worthy name so lifted up that we may approach unto thee as the Saviour of the lost, the God of all grace. Pray, Lord, that thou hear us for each one, perhaps those we tenderly bear before thee, perhaps needing thee, Lord, to go before them in some special way to any Lord that they want to be directed. Lord, hear us for those that wait upon thee this evening. We seek, Lord, that thou art hastened to come and show us, Lord, that we are born of God. And our treasure is above. It's our treasure all above we need. We seek, Lord, that thou art hear us for the oppressed. And those, Lord, that can't get very far at all. And those that may need thee, Lord, to come from afar and visit them with thy salvation as of old, when Jesus himself drew near and went with them. We pray, Lord, for thankful heart for the mercies that surround us, and for the goodness of the Lord that endureth continually, for thy long-suffering and thy tender mercies, and for thy loving kindness, oh, how great, as we sing. We desire, Lord, to ever remember thy word in everything. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. We pray, Lord, that thou take the sweet word of thy grace and apply it to wounded hearts. For those, Lord, that may perhaps especially need a token for good, we thank thee, Lord, that thou art able to do this. And do receive us in the beloved. O Lord, we have such a need this evening. Oh, that thou fill our hearts with thy sweet truth. How barren we are. How poor and needy. And perhaps the people feel the same. And yet, Lord, thou art on high. You've led captivity captive. And given gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also. We ask that thou help us in our land. Preserve us, we pray, and watch over us still, though we have sinned and come short. And we pray that thou hear us for the situation in Europe and the Middle East. Do grant, Lord, that help now to be sweetly known. There are those that wait upon thee, and perhaps need thee especially. We ask that thou come. Receive us in the beloved. Show us, Lord, that we are born of God and that our treasure is above. We ask that thou receive us. Oh, how poor we are. We seek, Lord, that thou hasten to come. Show thyself gracious through the man. And there'll be a lifting up. There'll be a sweetness if thou dost come. So we ask that thou receive us in the beloved. Oh, may his mercy abound. May his grace be known. We ask all in that worthy name, Jesus Christ. And for his sake, we ask. Amen.
Let's now sing hymn 954. Save me, O God, my spirit cries, and on thy faithful word relies. Save me from sin, my desperate foe, that fills my soul with every woe. Hymn 954.
June 354.
Save me, O God, my spirit cries, and Lord, my faithful word relies. Save me from sin.
in much dependence upon the help of God. We must direct you to the 33rd chapter of Exodus. We read again from verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. This word has been on my mind, and I feel so much need of the Lord's help to speak, as he may graciously enable me. Poor friends, the matter before us is how God will be reconciled to his people, how he will bring them right through until they should be found in the place where he would place them. How he speaks in this word of the way of God with his people. Friends, let us notice firstly, Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. Much in that, friends. That is, we might trace the beginning of the Lord's sweet dealings with his ancient people. And we may be able to know a little of the truth that is set forth here and right into the part in Hebrews we read, the tabernacle without the camp. We need the Lord to direct us, friends, to the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, it is our need to be gathered up this evening hour and to be directed, just like the people of God in the heavenly way, for we believe the children of Israel were in a very low place. Why so, friends? Because that the Lord had not left them without intimation that he would send an angel. You know, they wanted the Lord to come himself. Are there any like that? Yes, the Lord has a people, he has a place where he makes his name known. Are they not those, friends, if I am not mistaken? Yes, they are, but I want him in my own heart, and I need the Lord to come and remember me. It's his goodness, isn't it? Oh, is that what you need? Goodness to sinners, how profound. And where do we trace it, friends? From the ways of God in the mournings of the people, and the way in which he spoke to them about their stiff-neckedness. The way he seems to speak against them, I will come up in the midst in a moment and consume thee. Yet his goodness, friend, makes a way, doesn't it? For his ancient people, so it is. That's the subject before us, friends. Goodness to those that are lost and ruined, and perhaps especially those that hardly know where they are in the things of God. I want to come as the Lord may guide me. And these words belong to the Lord, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. What a sweet promise. And we'll be gracious. Oh, friends, it's the gospel, isn't it? But I want to be faithful, friends. There was those things that needed to be felt of their need of the Lord to hasten to come. as we have been singing, it's the Lord coming from afar, but not to consume, but to bless with his goodness. Ah, what a sweet subject that is. Goodness, immortal and divine, the bliss of endless day. Our God will make to pass before us in the way. Now, who are these, friends? That such as are, they're not left. Though they murmured, and though they were instructed, the Lord led them safely on. There's a few things that have been on my mind, if the Lord may bring it to me. Moses went out unto the tabernacle, and all the people rose up and stood, every man in his tent door. What would be the outcome? And looked after Moses. Well, friends, we want to be clear about it. Firstly, they looked to Moses. Though it is the case indeed with those the Lord calls by his grace, they do look to the Lord. Moses, friends, that's the great fall of man, isn't it? That he cannot seek the Lord. And yet, the Lord speaks here of his dear people as being such he remembers with his goodness. What encouragement. Friends, the word goes on to say how they watched. And so, friends, the Lord's people sometimes have to watch, and they feel that the Lord will appear from Moses and the law. I want to be clear about it, friends. That's where the people of God were in the time when the apostle was writing the Hebrews, or writing to the Hebrews. Something that rests on my mind here. The people were far off. And friends, they and man will look to be better, or to be able to find some comfort in self or what they can do. No, friends. You know, when the Romans had invaded the land, they didn't mind so much the Greek Jews, but it was these we read of that had a reproach on account that they had to be, and the apostle was so sweetly set down in it, wasn't he? Of a greater than Moses, of what the Lord may do. And so there was a reproach attending to these characters, I believe I'm right. We have it in the sweet epistle, and coming more to our text. Let us go forth ever unto him without the camp. That was the great burden of the man's heart in the ministry, that the people might be delivered from their own religion, from their own understanding, their own sufficiency, if you like. And that's where the apostle writes and comes amongst this people with the truth as it is in Christ and him crucified. There's a reproach attending it. These are the godly Hebrews, as they loved what the dear Lord spoke through the apostle, the dear Redeemer that could attend to their deep needs. And friends, that's life, isn't it? It is spoken of in the hearts of these remnant, really, of Hebrews, compared with the great number. They sought to be better by the law, and the Romans were quite content for so much religion, but they didn't like this preaching of the apostle. And man, since he revealed himself in the time of Christ, didn't he? But this is where the setting of it is. Friends, it wasn't an offer that he preached, it was what the Lord might do by sweet experience in the hearts of these Hebrew souls, which they did love to hear. Is it like that with you and me? What the Lord may say, what the Lord may do. Were these that they've tried to serve the Lord of their goodness? They've tried to be what they thought they could be. Even the apostle. Even the apostle, that's right. Friends, he was sweetly delivered, wasn't it? It was the cross of Christ revealed to him. That's where the goodness was, and that's where it still is. Friend, let us be ever so clear about it. That's the teaching that stands out to me in my thoughts here of this goodness. And especially as we do remember that chapter where the Lord reveals to us of Jesus Christ, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people. It means make them holy, separate them unto God by grace, with his own blood, sacred part, isn't it? Suffered without the gate. That's the truth in the gospel. Friends, what he accomplished there for poor sinners, they've tried to be better, but they rather grow worse with the dear woman in the scriptures, don't they? Let me try and come to those that are seekers. Oh, they are glad to seek, but they feel the Lord's afar off. Feel too bad, perhaps. But also, they try to work, because that is man under the law. He wants to feel better, or he wants to be feeling better over someone else, and that won't do. No. The truth is this, it's the gospel, really, in the word of his grace, isn't it? So sweetly set forth here, that in this word, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. These Hebrews, these humble souls, and we read of the reproach that attended this, going unto him, feeling be cut off, perhaps, or certainly, friends, the Lord teaches out of his law. The depth of it, the extent of it, I leave with the sovereignty of God. But it's exactly as we've been singing. A man never can say he's any good at all. But friends, are we amongst the living? Now, what about the setting of our text a little further? The apostle was nearing to the end of his journey here. Oh, the unction, the savour of his preaching. Oh, these humble souls, friends, they love to hear what the Lord might say through the merits of the Lord. So sweetly had he accomplished this salvation. Friends, they loved it because it was free. They've been taught of the Spirit. I believe that's right. There was more of a remnant here than perhaps we realise, but of course it's speaking in the gospel, isn't it? Right into the gospel day. And I believe we must be ever so clear about it to ourselves as well. Friends, we're in a dreadful state, you know, because our hearts seem to think that God is not really as holy as he says, and we can really pick at it a bit. No, friends. Oh, to feel our sinnership will bring us very low, you know. And that's the way of God, so gently sometimes. He empties and he fills. It's like we have in the setting of these two parts, really, in God's Word, the Old and New Testament. Now, I want to bring it to you, friends, that there is a sweet work of God's Spirit to deliver from the power of sin and unbelief. Friends, let me be clear about it and pass on as God may help me. Friends, we need deliverance when the Lord begins to open our hearts and eyes. We really do. And there's a mourning, isn't there? There's a spirit of lowness about it. Lord, if ever my poor soul be saved, if Christ must be the way, and you can come in with that hymn, can't you? Then you say, but I'm not out of my bondage and trouble. No, friends. Needs the Lord, doesn't it? Oh, how sweetly does he show himself in the gospel, certainly in our text, if I may be able to speak from it. And I will make all my goodness. While there was goodness in the giving of his law, wasn't there? Nothing saving. Nothing, friends, to take you to glory with, except it be the fulfilling of that law by Jesus Christ in all his sweet suitability. It's his goodness. Oh, if I could just get to it, friends. What goodness do you need this evening? Oh, is it not that the Lord might grant his Holy Spirit? I believe, friends, when the Lord began with me, I sorely needed the Holy Spirit to teach me. And I can come in with those that say, Lord, that I know not, teach thou me. So there's an emptying. But that is by his goodness. These souls that we want to notice in our text, friends, they're sweetly taught sin's demerit, mingled perhaps with their trials and troubles and afflictions even. Mingled with all his sovereignty. And the Lord's people know what his sovereignty is. And yet, friends, his goodness is the same. Fiery trial, his goodness is still the same. Oh, a time of trouble indeed. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of God of Jacob, defend thee, send thee out from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Oh, it needs one to, I tried to speak of it on the Sabbath, the mighty to save. Ah, oh, that suits well these characters as of old, so it's still the same. But there's a reproach attending. Hearing the word sometimes. There is also a particular trial to walk in. Why should it be like this? Why should I be left out? Friends, you will be, but for his goodness. And that's what the Lord sweetly reveals. Oh, it's goodness in the Lord, isn't it? He says, my goodness. Oh, I would speak of it in the spirit of the gospel. But I do believe we have to make our ground very clear. Friends, man who enter upon eternity with no hope but for the goodness of God. Oh, do you need it? He'll go onwards in some terrible deceit. Well, I haven't been taught. I'm not taught as others. Friends, nothing more to bring us to our knees. The need of the Lord to teach us our sinnership before him and relief from it. And a sweet knowledge of his goodness. These are lost sinners, friends, found. These are those that are brought especially in the word of his grace before us. And I will make all, little word all. Yes, friends, it's all, isn't it? Where is it? It's in a covenant. Ordering all things are sure. Before man fell, before sin entered, an everlasting covenant he entered into. And friends, the subjects of that covenant, the remnant, humble souls, his grace mysteriously controls. They're not what they once were, but they're not what they would be. But friends, it's a deliverance from coldness and deadness and unconcern. How that gets in, doesn't it? And this world, friends, how it may fill our hearts. And yet, friends, as we come among you, we each of us on the way to eternity, oh, that the Lord may grant us his goodness. That's what we need. Even under the hearing of his word, our constant attendance and so on, how good it is. But we need divine goodness to our souls. But we need the Lord to come and that there may be reproach to him. Never thought it'd be quite like that. This way the Lord has appointed. This is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way I want to notice the Lord led his people. Here, and a few things stand out to me. Moses, this man of God. Friends, he's a type of Christ, and I believe he's rightly set forth as the lawgiver, but friends, it's Christ altogether, lovely, isn't it? How we need him. Let me direct you to my thoughts a little further. Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, because the sin was so great, and he called it the tabernacle of the congregation. There's much of the gospel in it. And it came to pass, everyone which sought the Lord, so it is to be set forth. Everyone that truly seeks the Lord, they have to bow their knees and their hearts before him. What a wretch. The most in need of his teaching, although taught. The most in need of his mercy. I want to come to the goodness of his mercy. Oh, to those that wonder if their names could ever be found in the book of God, the word of his life, the truth of it. Friends, that shall be revealed in the last time. Well, friends, there's only one way to speak, and that is of what the Lord's goodness ordains. Of what he brings to pass in the lives and hearts of these seekers that shall be finders. And that have to bow very deeply, you know. And yet they have to go again to him. And again. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. So we notice the setting, the children of Israel being brought right out of Egypt and now into the wilderness and so on. Now in it, it's a lively type, friends. The goodness of God proceeding from his grace. I will make all my goodness. Where would you be without grace this evening? Oh well, I would have known it in my head. That's not enough, is it? It's grace to make us humble And there's one thing I want to insist upon, that is the fear of the Lord. That's what's lacking so much in our day. Where there is a going unto the law to get better, or we're not quite so bad, friends, there's a lack of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord leads in the ways of truth. What must I do to be saved? Said the jailer. I want to hasten. You want to notice in the word of God here Moses said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Oh, is that the prayer of more than one? Needs an answer, that prayer, doesn't it? Where will you go? You go to your works and say, well, I'll try to be better. I'll try and pray a bit longer or something like that. No, friends, we have to be brought especially to seek his mercy. That's where the Lord finds his people. Though they're so far off, and it's like the children of Israel stripped of their ornaments and so on, and so wondering which way to go, and the Lord's mercy meets them, friends. That's his goodness. Hope I know just something about it. My friends, what has the Lord's mercy done to you? Has it preserved you? Preserve him, them, from going down to the pit, for I've found a ransom. Oh, it's a sweet doctrine indeed. The mercy of God to these sinners that are found of God and are brought very solemnly to need him, perhaps in a special way this evening. And let me speak as the Lord may guide me. I like this sweet answer of the Lord. Those that need his grace, need his sweet help to believe. So full of unbelief. Oh, it's the dreadful, wretched heart, isn't it, that's opposed to everything good. Does it come up? Have to say, can ever God dwell here? Friends, he gives a new heart for it. Now may all my goodness pass before thee in the way. This is the living way. This is the way God leads his people. And he brings them right up, even right out of the wilderness, until they're leaning on their beloved. Now this word here, I must hasten to. And he said, my presence. That's his goodness, isn't it? Has he not hedged you about? Has he not set his word before you in some humble way until you see him but through a glass darkly, perhaps? But then face to face. A little glimpse here and there, and you're a lovely man. But do you know what it is to have a little sweet lifting up, and you can't understand that the clock's gone round so quick? Oh, when his name is like ointment poured forth, it's his goodness, isn't it? It revives the guilty and the lost. It leads them to Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the lost. It leads them safely on fair Zion's road, though they ne'er shall lose their God. Oh God, I lose a saint. That's what it goes on to say, doesn't it? Oh, friends, he seems to speak so sweetly in the part here. My presence. Not the best angel. If you want it plain, if you're not the best feeling that we can possess, it must be all of Christ. That'll touch our feelings for sure. Say, oh, my hope is built on nothing less. Jesus, blood and righteousness, and that's where you would dwell. But oh, this sin that does so easily beset us, the hardness, just in a moment we're gone, aren't we? And yet, he brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his ways. My goodness, friends, it's known in God's dealings with his people. He doesn't leave them in such a dreadful state of conceit and sin and pride and worldliness, as they have plenty enough to know and learn, but they can't rest until the Lord is the ark of grace for them. They need the Lord especially. Are there any like that? You know, Satan comes in like a whirlwind sometimes, doesn't he? And say, well, the world can't all be lost. And friends, we're all lost. Every one of us. But for God's grace, that's the solemn truth of the matter. And yet there's a remnant. The Lord will speak and bless as they begin to approach. He doesn't send them back and say, you haven't asked enough. Well, I want to be careful what I say, but friends, he deepens the work. Not a lot to boast about then, is there? Oh, but are the sweet hymns made a blessing to you? Oh, are they not those sweet tokens he gives by the way? That, friends, this is the one full of goodness. You know, I can prove it by the word of God. Well, I'm nothing at all, but let me direct you to one part that I was thinking about that proves it so sweetly. You'll anticipate me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a sweet verse that is. I was thinking about it. Ah, friends, this divine goodness, how great it is. There's another way it can be spoken of, and that is in the sweet well of Bethlehem. I was mentioning it, was it today, to a dear friend in deep affliction, actually. Friends, that well of Bethlehem, friends, it was ever fresh, wasn't it? In the Gospel it is so. Oh, it's living spring, isn't it? Where there's a true well, there's a springing up, isn't there? And that's what we need. We need the Lord to return like that to us in the truth of the Gospel. And these characters that know the deep, sweet well of Bethlehem need the draught as it's spoken about. They need the Lord to come and grant them sweet sip of Bethlehem's well. Friends, that's his goodness. Oh, how sweet the thought about it. These thirsty souls and the well of Bethlehem, friends, it springs up, doesn't it? Spring up, oh well, but it's my theme. Oh, water sweet of Bethlehem, is that what you need? the goodness of God endureth continually. That's in his covenant love and mercy. Oh, I believe the Lord leads his people to consider the greatness of his love, and they love him in return. Oh, what a sweet subject that is, of his goodness. Friends, love to sinners, that they are born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and they go astray from the womb, speaking lies, and friends, they're gone. But love brings them back. Can you trace it? Say, well, that I'm the chief sinner. He fixed his love, speaking about it on the ordinance just a little bit. Friends, this love of God. Oh, it's when it's shed abroad, isn't it? And you draws your heart from afar. No standing still when the Lord draws. And it was loving kindness who I drawn thee. He brings his people, friends, from this poor dying world, and I was going to say the company of it, but we have to be in it. And I want to be clear about it. It doesn't breed a spirit of holiness in the creature, that they think that some way they're better. No. Friends, that is something to be avoided, that we might think we're really quite the elite. God forbid, friends. It's opposite to the gospel and the teaching of it. How vile, how wretched, how unsuited to be found in God's house. Sometimes they feel it to be so. The Lord bless his word. I must hasten to it. My presence. No, really, it's the glorious person, isn't it? And the Son of God. In that sweet part, it speaks of the Lord himself going before them to bring them, and he led them forth, by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, friends, which way are we in? Is it in the living way? Or is it in the way that he's chosen for you and never thought it'd be quite so full of difficulties or the reproaches, perhaps? You know, man can't endure, really, those that are brought to follow the Lord. You may have a reproach that you know all about. And then, friends, to leave it. Go onwards. As we have in the, and for our instruction. Let us therefore go on forth unto him and his goodness, without the camp, bearing his reproach. Oh, friends, maybe many things. But oh, to go unto him with it. I think it's often quoted, isn't it? His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Christ my Lord suffer, shall I repine? Oh, it's taking up the cross. But you know, that's laid with love upon his people. Friends, it's his covenant love. Friends, there's goodness in it. He never takes away our all. Himself, he gives us all. Some have had to part with company, and I'm speaking very carefully. I'm thinking of those that have had to follow the Lord, and very painful, perhaps. The Lord be with them. I must nevertheless exhort our young people to seek the Lord to give you husband and wife, if you can, I must hasten. Let me direct you to these words a little further. And I'll give thee rest. It's rest in Christ, isn't it? You read of that. Especially. And that rock was Christ. We've been reading it here. The cliff of the rock was Christ. Oh, this glorious one. Oh, but his goodness. How immense. Friends, it's not only in the glorious person, it's that which he's accomplished. And had so sweetly before his face at Jerusalem, without Jerusalem's gate. Oh, he took up that cross and he went forth, friends, bearing it in love to his Father's appointments. But oh, the short is not short of love. Do you know something of it? Ever he's turned you about. Friends, the Lord can make the crooked things straight and rough places plain. And grant you a little touch of his love and that will put things right. That's what we need in Zion. Be careful what I say. May the Lord help me to speak of it here a little further. He said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Wherein shall it be known? Is it not in that thou goest with us? Perhaps together, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth, not without a reproach, a cross sometimes. The Lord said, I will do this thing. I like that. That I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. That's a sweet part, isn't it? I'll make all my goodness. Now, there's something profound in it. Friends, it's goodness that we can't comprehend. It's of God. That the Trinity of persons dwelling in goodness to his people. Can we ever really contemplate it? Goodness finds a way, doesn't it? But then he makes his goodness pass before his people in the way. So it means, friends, there's still plenty with him. When the Lord's people have need, his goodness shall find out a way. Do you believe it? Oh, but there's many, many things. But friends, this goodness is in covenant. It's sweetly settled by the Trinity of persons. And Christ is the sum of it. I'll make all my goodness. The Father's goodness indeed, and the Spirit's sweet teaching. Oh, but this goodness I believe to be that goodness in the Lord. And that's what brings poor sinners right through their pilgrimage journey. We've known a few. Oh, a wonderful thing to be brought right through and to be found right at last, all through goodness, all through the Lord's mercy. I can't seem to speak of it as I would, friends. It's these ones that are base and they're ruined. That they haven't got any constancy. That they're gone in a moment, but for his goodness, if you like. They're so profoundly lost. And yet are found in Christ. A sweet place in him for them, the cliff of the rock. It's their guilt and shame stop their mouths. They sigh, they dare not talk. Sometimes that they're put at a loss sometimes, friends, you all have things to walk in. But he makes his goodness. There's no other way that this channel of his goodness can pass but through these deep waters sometimes, and through the valleys too. Formalism's no good, friends. We need his goodness. Right to the heart, till it breaks the heart. That's what we need. Hearts to be softened, my heart especially. Friends, then there's a conformity. There's a softening. A softening. You won't want to be something. You'd rather be nothing, that Christ may be all in all. Oh, friends, there's something wrong with men. They get very upset because they're not something. Won't do. I'll make all my goodness before these poor characters that they seem to be so much in trouble and so many things seem to conspire. And yet, friends, his goodness is in covenant. That is, it's fixed. Eternally fixed. Upon a remnant, upon the election of grace. And these characters, friends, they're sweetly brought through, you know. They come to a new day and they fear it. And oh, the Lord has brought them through. At the end of the day, they can say, well, this happened. You say to your loved ones, well, I never thought that would be the outcome. Oh, Francis, he made it pass before you, his goodness. Some of us have. Friends, they shall not lack that have the goodness of God to them. Friends, they shall be sweetly brought through, and the cattle upon a thousand hills are his. But it's this love of Christ to sinners, I must just notice it. Oh, friends, it's the very truth of it flowing onwards until all election of grace are saved and saved by grace. What about their sins? They're swallowed up. They're separated from these characters by divine grace, and he suffered for them. The just for the unjust, to bring us to God. Oh, how far short I come. Friends, this is really what the apostle was living for. In his last few days, we might say. And I think he had Timothy with him, didn't he? And some of these other characters. Yes, written by Timothy, we have it here. Friends, these ones that could see the Lord was bringing them to their eternal home. They loved the sound of the gospel that spoke to them of the fulfillment of his goodness. What a change there was, wasn't there, in the apostle? How faithful. Now, friends, he stood upon the doctrine of Christ crucified, Jesus in the sinner's place. That's the goodness in our text. Divine goodness. Oh, for sinners. To put it to their guilty account. Couldn't be more black and more prone to err. Couldn't be more ruined in the fall. Friends, it's not those free willers, is it? It's your soul that needs him most. I speak very carefully. I want to be measured, but friends, we don't want to be thinking we're so much better. No, friends, we'll feel we'd be though amongst those that would sing the loudest of his grace. When we're in our right mind, and let this mind be in you, which is but also in Christ Jesus. This sweet goodness, friends, is set for the redemption of his people, to bring them right through and to bless them more than they could ever think when the Lord grants them a token. Oh, friends, it is a good matter. The psalmist speaks of my heart indwelt in a good matter. I'll speak of the things touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Now my last few thoughts belong to this goodness in another way. Friends, there may be those that say, yes, but what about this great trouble or this particular mountain? Who art thou, a great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Heavenly Zerubbabel, friends, he's got much goodness for his people. He won't cast them off when most they need his helping hand. This friend is always near. Heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. And the children of Israel were on their way, weren't they? And the Lord brought them right through. And it speaks about it so sweetly in these chapters. There is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee. He puts them right in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Oh, the Lord sweetly direct us to it, friends, by sweet faith that loves the truth as it is in Jesus, is his goodness. Or they love to hear of it for the lost, and those that have proved it so far but yet fear that he'll take it away. No, friends, he'll bring them through. His goodness is profound. Friends, his blood is in it. Oh, how sweet the truth of it, friends, the divinity in it, if you like. So wonderfully made known, but it must be shared. It must be the blood of the atonement in such a sacred way as it flows over sins of God's people and takes the curse away. That's it, isn't it? He leads them safely on. He lead them on fair Zion's road, the weary, weak and faint. Lo, they ne'er shall lose their God. God will lose a saint. Well, we want to leave it, but it's this matter here, friends, of this goodness. We haven't spoken the half of it, of course. I will make all. You haven't got to the end of it. These are debtors to his goodness, and I will make all my goodness pass before thee. This is providentially. This is in that the ways of God were for them and in them and to them. Friends, it also includes his house, his ways, his methods, his words. I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'll proclaim, that's what we need, the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious. To whom I will be gracious. Oh, what an I will that is. And will again, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. May the Lord take a few things and forgive all amiss. Amen.
has closed with hymn 670. 670. United to Jesus the vine, we've life, strength and righteousness too, but this he will teach us in time, without him we nothing can do. Our hope of performing what's right and strictly obeying our God, if not wholly built on his might, will leave us exposed to his rod. Hymn 670.
Doncaster.
United to Jesus the Lion, with life, strength and righteousness too. But this he will teach us in time. Without him we nothing can do.
To bless thine own word and truth. May thy goodness be sweetly known here. Especially pray for our brother and seek thou help him along. And grant, Lord, that goodness right through his trials. And remember each one of the deacons. Pray that thou be with us now as we part. And grant thy blessing upon young and old. May we able to plead that worthy name for us. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.